Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and as always, truly blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward in God's word. And y'all know what I'm going to say. It is a great word this morning. It's a great word. And our title for today is Trust in the Salvation of the Lord. In the salvation of the Lord. When we trust in the salvation of the Lord, everything falls into place. Hallelujah. I thank God for prayer this morning. Thanking God that he woke me up, clothed in my right mind. Hallelujah. With a pep in my step and a praise in my heart. Good morning, Mother Valerie. How are you this lovely, lovely morning?
I'm doing fine. The
it's well
is
with
39
you.
Degrees. Beautiful.
Warming
morning.
Up. It's warming
yes,
up.
Ma'am.
We were in below zero last week. So we thank God for them 39 degrees. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am appreciative that God brought us through the vortex, as they called it. We got through it. And we're going to keep moving. Hallelujah. I just thank God. I'm just filled up, y'all. I'm filled up because God got me through. God brought me through. God said, wake up. And I did. Hallelujah. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody didn't make it another day. Somebody didn't make it to another year. And I can say, you know, I'm going to say this. When you have opportunity to see your friends, your classmates, don't say, I don't want to be bothered with all of them. Because you may not see some of them again. Just found out, as I told you earlier this week, one of my classmates died. And her funeral is next week, and I'm not able to go because of the day that is going to happen. I can't get off work. And I just want folks to just remember, you don't know the person that you're seeing today may be the last time you see them. Appreciate opportunity. Appreciate opportunity to say hello, appreciate opportunity to give folks how are you doing, because God gives you opportunity just to tell people that you love them. Tell somebody important to you that you love them. Mother Valerie, I love you, and I'm grateful for God sending you to help out with this blog. You are appreciated. Thank you.
Love you too.
Amen. So we just want God to get the glory today. And as we get ready to start, we are in our 365 days of prayer on this
Amen.
24th day of
Amen.
24th day of January. Can you believe we have gone through 24 days of a new year? Wow.
Amen.
Look at God. 24 days. We on a manly day. Hallelujah. And the word that God gave for this morning is casting burdens. Cast your burdens on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Can you say
yes.
Hallelujah? He will never permit the righteous to be moved. That's a mighty God. God of my heart, you are my sustainer and helper. You are the strong rock on which I stand. My feet are planted on you, and I will not be shaken. I cannot pretend that I'm full of vitality right now. I have been carrying burdens weighed down by the bulk of them. I can't handle the weight of them anymore. Lord, I've tried to carry them for as long as I could. I hear your invitation to give you my problems because I was never meant to carry them on my own. Why do I constantly forget that of new ones along the way, just as I have handed off others? Lord, my sustainer, you are the one I cling to in the storms of this life. When I lift my eyes, see that you have been holding on to me the entire time. Oh, Jesus, as a child goes to their parents with problems, I will come to you. May I be quicker to hand them over as I grow closer to you. Thank you for your faithful love. What are you weighed down by? Can you give your burdens to the Lord today? And that's just something to think about as we get ready to go through our word. Father God, we thank you for another day. We give all our burdens to you, God. We ask you to lead us. We ask you to guide us. We ask you to take us to higher heights and deeper depths, Father God. We ask you, Lord, that this word that is about to be read somebody's heart, mind, and spirit, that if they do not know Jesus, they will ask, what must I do to be saved? Father God, we thank you for leading us and guiding us and giving us a Savior in Jesus Christ. Lord God, make his blood flow through us, God. May it flow through our hearts, minds, and spirit. May it cover us from the crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, giving us protection from the evil one, God. Keep us covered under the blood of Jesus. And Father God, as this word goes forth, we ask you to increase as we decrease, Father. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our humble heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you, Lord God, are our strength. You, Lord God, are our Redeemer. And it is you that we put our trust in, God. We put our, and we know that you will take us where we need to go. And when we stumble, God, you will pick us up and carry us. God, as we relieve our burdens, let our burdens fall. Lord God, we know that you are shaking them out and throwing them away. But you are in charge of everything, our good, our bad, and our ugly. Father God, forgive us for any thoughts, things seen and unseen. Lord God, give us clean hearts and right spirits before we open up your word, God. We ask forgiveness. I ask forgiveness for all things that I have done, God. I ask forgiveness for the things seen. I ask forgiveness for the things unseen. I ask forgiveness for thoughts that are not like you, thoughts that are not your thoughts, words that are not your words, feelings that are not coming from you. I ask forgiveness, Lord, and ask you to clean me up with it, Father. that as I go forth in your word, I go forth with a clean heart, clean mind, and a right spirit within me. In the precious and holy name of Jesus, I thank you, I praise you, and I give you honor. For you are my Father. You are my friend. You are my Father God. And it's in the name of your Son and my Savior Jesus I pray. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Giving honor to the Most High, who is the source of everything. And this morning, family, we are coming out of Genesis chapter 47 through 48. Our psalm for this morning is the 13th psalm, verses 1 through 6. And this is where our title comes from. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. And Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 through 39. Please join us in the Word of God. Get your Bibles, because this is Bible study. And we will try to be finished a little early. So for those who would like to speak, those who have a word, who would like to just come through the throne and to just give what God has put in your heart to share, we will try to give you a little bit of time. And our word for this morning is trust in the salvation of the Lord. Trust in the salvation of the Lord. We put our trust in him. We put our trust in his word. We just put our trust in God. And the word of God says in Genesis chapter 47, then Joseph went and told Pharaoh, and said, my father and my brothers, their flock and their herds, and all that they possess have come from the land of Canaan. And indeed, they are in the land of Goshen. And he took five men from among his brothers and presented them to Pharaoh. Then Pharaoh said to his brothers, what is your occupation? What is your occupation? Because there were certain occupations that they didn't fool with in Egypt. They didn't fool with shepherds. They didn't fool with folks that did certain positions in life. And they said to Pharaoh, your servants are shepherds, both we and also our fathers. And they said to Pharaoh, we must come to dwell in the land because your servants have no pasture for their flocks. But the famine is severe in the land of Canaan. Now, therefore, please let your servants dwell in the land of Goshen. Then Pharaoh spoke to Joseph, saying, your father and your brothers have come to you. The land of Egypt is before you. Have your father and brothers dwell in the best of the land. Let them dwell in the land of Goshen. And if you know any competent men among them, then make them chief herdsmen over my livestock. Now they had cattle, sheep, and not sheep. They had camels and donkeys and different types of other animals that were their flock and their livestock. So they were a little bit different. And then Joseph brought in his father Jacob and sat him before Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Pharaoh said to Jacob, how old are you? And Jacob said to Pharaoh, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life. And they have not attained to the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage. So Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from before Pharaoh. And Joseph situated his father and his brothers and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramesses, as Pharaoh had commanded. Then Joseph provided his father, his brothers, and all his father's household with bread according to the number in their families. Now there was no bread in all the land, but the famine was very severe, so that the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan languished because of the famine. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan for the grain which they brought. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. So when the money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Joseph and said, "Give us bread, but why should we die in your presence? For the money has failed." Then Joseph said, "Give your livestock, and I will give you bread for your livestock if the money is gone." So they brought their livestock to Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread in exchange for the horses, the flock, the cattle of the herd, and for the donkeys. Thus he fed them with bread in exchange for all their livestock that year. When that year had ended, they came to him the next year and said to him, "We will not hide from my lord that our money is gone. My lord also has our herds of livestock. There is nothing left in the sight of my lord but our bodies and our lands. Why should we die before your eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for bread, and we and our land will be servants of Pharaoh. Give us seed that we may live and not die, that the land may not be desolate." Then Joseph brought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, but every man of the Egyptians sold his field, because the famine was severe upon them. So the land became Pharaoh's, and as for the people, he moved them into the cities from one end of the borders of Egypt to the other end. Only the land of the priests he did not buy, for the priests had rations allotted to them by Pharaoh, and they ate their rations which Pharaoh gave them. Therefore, they did not sell their land. Then Joseph said to the people, "Indeed, I have brought you and your land this day for Pharaoh. Look, here is seed for you, and you shall sow the land, and it shall come to pass in the harvest that you shall give one-fifth to Pharaoh, four-fifths shall be your own seed for the field and for your food, for those of your household and the food of your little ones." So they said, "You have saved our lives. Let us find favor in the sight of my lord, and we will be Pharaoh's servants." And Joseph made it a law over the land of Egypt to this day that Pharaoh should have one-fifth except for the land of the priests only, which did not belong to Pharaoh. So Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen, and they had possessions there and grew and multiplied exceedingly. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the length of Jacob's life was 147 years. When the time drew near that Israel might die, he called his son Joseph and said to him, "Now, if I have found favor in your sight, please put your hand under my thigh and deal kindly and truly with me. Please do not bury me in Egypt, but let me lie with my fathers. You shall carry me out of Egypt and bury me in their burial place." And he said, "I will do as you have said." Then he said, Sir, swear to me." And he swore to him. So Israel bowed himself on the head of the bed. Whew. Now it came to pass after these things that Joseph was told, "Indeed, your father is sick." And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And Jacob was told, "Look, your son Joseph is coming to you." And Israel strengthened himself and sat up on the bed. Then Jacob said to Joseph, "God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me and said to me, 'Behold, I will make you fruitful and multiply you and I will make of you a multitude of people and give this land to your descendants after you as an everlasting possession. And now, your two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, who were born to you in the land of Egypt, before I came to you in Egypt, are mine. As Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine. Your offspring, whom you beget after them, shall be yours. They will be called by the name of their brothers in their inheritance. But as for me, when I come from Paddan, Rachel died beside me in the land of Canaan. On the way, when there was but a little distance to go to Ephrath, and I buried her there on the way to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem. Then Israel saw Joseph's sons and said, who are these? Joseph said to his father, they are my sons, whom God has given me in this place. And he said, please bring them to me, and I will bless them. Now the eyes of Israel were dim with age, so that he could not see. Then Joseph brought them near him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said to Joseph, I had not thought to see your face, but in fact, God has also shown me your offspring. So Joseph brought them from beside his knees, and he bowed down with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim with his right hand toward Israel and left hand, and Manasseh with his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near him. Then Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it on Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand on Manasseh's head, guiding his hands knowingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, God before whom my father Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who fed me all my life, long to this day, the angel who has redeemed me from all evil, bless the land. Let my name be named upon them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. Now when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand on the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. So he took hold of his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. And Joseph said to his father, not so, my father, but this one is the firstborn. Put your right hand on his head. But his father refused and said, I know, my son, I know. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his descendants shall become a multitude of nations. So be blessed. So he blessed them that day, saying, By you Israel will bless, saying, may God make you as Ephraim and as Manasseh. And thus he set Ephraim before Manasseh. Then Israel said to Joseph, behold, I am dying, but God will be with you and bring you back to the land of your fathers. Moreover, I have given to you one portion above your brothers, which I took from the hand of the Amorites with my sword and my plow. What a word.
Amen.
And as we go back to Genesis chapter 48, the life lesson is this. In 48 and 11, Israel said to Joseph, I had not thought to see your face, but in fact, God has also shown me your offering ways far beyond anything we can imagine. We hope for a... And he gives us the whole alphabet. Come on now. Genesis 48 and 15. He blessed Joseph and said, God, who has fed me all my life long to this day. When Israel called God the God who had fed me all my life long to this day, he proclaimed that every good thing we have come from the hand and grace of God. And that is for real. Every good thing we have comes from the hands of God as we trust in the salvation of the Lord. God is our sustainer. God is our salvation. God is the one that gets us through the drought and the famine of life. We can't do more than say, thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for just being who you are, an awesome and mighty God who loves us beyond measure. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He shall do it. He will do it. He must do it. Because he said, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. That's what Jesus told us. And that's what we have to do. We trust in the Most High God, who is our sustainer and who does feed us all the days of our life. Give God some thanks this morning. Tell God, thank you for blessing me. Tell God, thank you for always being in my life, being my Father God, being my friend. Thank you for waking me up to pray in the morning, for giving me another day. Thank you, Lord God. I'm grateful, God, and I'm blessed beyond measure because I belong to you. We got to speak our truth that we belong to the Most High. Hallelujah. Mother Valerie, I turn it over to you.
Amen and amen again. Good morning, saints of God. Good morning, creations of God. Good morning, Miss Rita.
Amen.
I'm coming out of Psalm 1 and 6. How long, O Lord, will you forgive me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long will my enemies be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest my enemies say, I have prevailed against him. Lest those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. Trust in the salvation of the Lord. That's the title. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Proverbs 4:18-19. But the path of the just is like a shining sun that shines even brighter into the perfect day. Way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. And you know, they don't. They do stumble, and they will always stumble because they don't trust in the salvation of the Lord. Matthew 15:21-39. Then Jesus went out from there, departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. Behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. And he answered her not a word. His disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she said, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. You know, he insulted her. He said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to dogs. He insulted her. But, you know, even if when she got insulted from the Lord, he said, but the dogs eat the crumb which fall from the master's table. She didn't give up. She She still persists and asks the Lord to help her. And even when he insulted her, then Jesus answered and said to her, "Oh, woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Jesus departed from there, skirted the Sea of Galilee, and went up on the mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came to him, having with him the lame, blind, mute, maimed, and many others, laid them down at Jesus' feet. And he healed them. So the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed made whole, lame walking, blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. Now Jesus called his disciples to himself and said, "I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now continued with me 3 days, have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, lest they faint on the way." Then his disciples said to him, "Where will we get enough bread in the wilderness to fill such a great multitude?" Then Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" And they said, 7, and a few little fish. So he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and the fish, gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples. And the disciples gave to the multitude. So they all ate and were filled. He took up 7 large baskets full of the fragments that were left. Now those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. He sent away the multitude, got into the boat, and came to the region of Magdala. You know what? That was a miracle right there. They had 7 loaves and the fish. He broke them, gave thanks. That was a miracle. All those people and the children, besides women and children, 4,000 men besides women and children ate. You know, that's a miracle. He gave thanks and he prayed. A lot of times, if you don't have enough, just pray and ask God to make this work for you. And if you believe and have faith, like that woman said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." You can't be insulted. That woman didn't get insulted because Jesus called her a dog. You know, a lot of times when people say, you know, to me that was an insult. You're calling me a dog. But she didn't get insulted, and she got what she wanted from the Lord. Child was healed. What the Bible says, Matthew's life lesson, Matthew 15:29-38. The service you do for God may be demanding and draining. You may come to the point where the only thing that can help you is his intervention because all the other resources have been used up. Good. This is the perfect opportunity for God to remind you that he fuels all the ministry that is done in his name. Be encouraged by the testimony of Matthew 15. People had been on the mountainside with Jesus for 3 days, listening to his words, hoping for healing, saw that they were tired and hungry and said, "I have compassion on the multitude. They have now continued with me 3 days. They have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, lest they faint on the way." Jesus had compassion on the multitude. Unfortunately, the disciples could not look past the barrenness of their surroundings. They asked, "Where could we get enough bread in this wilderness to fill such a great multitude?" Where indeed, the disciples trust Christ enough to drop their nets and follow him, Matthew 4:18, but they didn't understand that the Lord God would care for all of their needs and the needs of anyone who follows them. God knows that you have run out of resources. Jesus tells us, your Father knows the things you have need of. You ask him. You trust Jesus to provide for your salvation. Can't you also trust him to provide for the other things you need? God will always provide for your needs above and beyond your expectation when you are obeying him. So trust him. He will have compassion on you and will not send you away hungry. Trust in the salvation of the Lord. Life lessons, Genesis 49 and 10. Trust God. Trust in God. Matthew 15, 18, life lesson. Jesus answered and said to her, "Oh, woman, great is your faith." Only two people in the Gospels are said to have great faith, and both of them were Gentiles. The other was the Roman centurion. Great faith does not depend on background or position, but on the heart. On the heart. Life lesson, Psalms 13 and 1. How long, O Lord, will you forgive me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? At times, we might feel as though God has slammed the door to heaven in our face. Yet these times do not last often. He's testing us to see if we will continue to follow him regardless, no matter what your circumstance is. I will trust in the Lord. I will not lean into my own knowledge. I'm going to trust in the Lord. He said, lean not into your own understanding. Trust in the Lord. Acknowledge him. Trust God. God will bring you out. Even if you don't understand it, it says, what if God don't do what you asked him to do? What if he don't? What if he don't do it right now? You going to stop following God? What if you've been following God for 50 or 60 years and he don't do what you asked him to do right now? You going to just stop following God? What if he don't? We still have to follow God no matter what our circumstances. We still have to follow God and trust God. We still have to, no matter what we go through, we still have to follow God. Psalms 13 and 5, I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. The Christian life thrives on both memory and hope. We remember how God has shown us mercy in the past, so we look forward to how he will save us in the future. Mm-hmm. How long, O God, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? You may think and feel that God is hiding his face from you, but he's not. The Spirit of the Lord is in you. He's with you. He said, do not fear. Don't be afraid. I'm with you. God is with us. And every day, 365 times, every day, he said, don't be afraid. I'm with you. And we need to, as the children of Most High God, we need to be have this assurance that he's with us and God is with us. So we have to trust in the salvation of the Lord. We have to trust him. And that woman, she really did have great faith. Even though he called her a dog, she had great faith. A lot of times, the Lord, he just called her a dog. I can't give the children's bread to the dogs. And she still worshiped him. And she said, Lord, help me. Help me. And he said, Oh, woman, great is your faith. And he said, let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed because she persists. She persists. And the Lord gave her exactly what she wanted. Whoa, I'm going to turn this back over to Pastor.
Amen. You know, Mother, when I read that, I thought, because Jesus said that he didn't come for the Gentiles. At that moment, he came for the Jews. And that's the whole point of it. He didn't come for these, for her people, whoever her was. It wasn't for her. I'm not here for her. I'm here for the salvation of my own folks. But even in all of that, because he was the Savior, because he was the Son of God. You know, he came for Israel. You know, as we just read, you know, he is a descendant of Israel. And he came
Amen.
For his family, you know, break it all down. He came for his family. But he also realized this woman's got more faith than some of the folks that's supposed to be in my family. And he blessed her because she did not give up on her child. She did not give up knowing that this man can save my child. She had mega faith because you can imagine living with a demon. You know, her daughter was, you know, just think about the exodus. Well, no, that's not the word. The exorcist. The exorcist.
Amen.
You know, with Linda Blair, and I think they just remade it. Didn't watch it then and didn't watch it now. You know, folks want to play with God. And, you know, they go to these movies and they don't understand. They open themselves up for spirit.
Amen.
You have to be very careful what you allow into your house. What do you allow into your eye gates and your ear gates? We got to be careful. Because when you hear little kids, you think you just jamming to the newest rap song with all this profanity in it. And then you want to spank your child when they start cussing. They cussing because that's what they heard. You popping out. You got your head bobbing, your fingers popping. And they cussing, and you want to cuss too. And they want to cuss too because mommy likes that, so I'm going to sing it too. Our daddy likes that, so I'm going to sing it too. And then you want to get upset. We got to watch what we do and bring before our children. Because what you bring before them is who they are going to be. What you do, they're going to do. And it don't matter how old you are, they're going to do what you do. And so we have to be very careful what we do. And we have to remember where our salvation comes from. But I have trusted in your mercy. Heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord. He has dealt bountifully with me. It's what we do for God. We do it with a good heart, with a clean heart, with a right spirit within us. We got to trust in the Lord. Are you believing that he can and he will take you high to the highest heights and the deepest depths, and that you will move forward in him? But God can do all things. And that is actually all Mother Valerie and I have today. We have a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, this morning. And a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, today is this. Always on time, always on point. God never sends you into a situation alone. God goes before you. He stands beside you. He walks behind you. Whatever situation you have, right now, be confident that God is with you. Have a wonderful Wednesday. What did David say? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemies say, I have prevailed against them. Let those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. What did God went before him? God was beside him. God was behind him. To the point where David says, but I am trusted for mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Israel, known as Jacob, took faith to leave Canaan and go to Egypt with a son he had not seen in many, many years. To trust a son that was sold into slavery. To trust a son who could have all kind of hate and unforgiveness in his heart. But he trusted God that his two sons, by the love of his wife, Rachel, that they would be there, that they would wait for him that he was loved. And when his son introduced him to Pharaoh, he blessed him. He blessed Pharaoh. He gave Pharaoh a blessing. And Pharaoh gave him the best land in Egypt. Gave him Goshen. Come on now. Best land for flock. Best land. Still not under famine. Where they could, their land, their livestock. Then, wait. Put them over livestock.
Amen.
Was collecting more livestock. He needed more help. And his brothers not only came with nothing, well, actually, they came with a whole lot, but they got even more because they want to work. They want to work. A man who does not work does not eat. So they want to work. And then as we go into the word again, God gave, yes, I will take you home. I will not bury you here. And as we know in the book of Exodus, Joseph asked the same thing. Do not bury, do not leave me buried here. And that's why when they look at the sarcophagus, or I know I'm not saying the word right, so forgive me all of those out there. It's early. But anyway, when they looked into the tombs of the pharaohs of Egypt, there is one that don't have anything in it. And that is the one that belonged to Joseph. Because his bones were taken back to Canaan. His bones were taken back to the promised land. He didn't reside there for thousands of years. He came home. Just like his father. And when his father died, he had all the honors of an Egyptian pharaoh. You think about that. He had folks coming everywhere with all kind of pomp and circumstance for his dad. As they say, he gave his daddy a good burial. Salvation. God saved Joseph. Joseph saved his family. And that is what we have to keep in mind. As God saved us, we have to pass that salvation on to our families, to our friends, to those that we love. You got to pass salvation on. Just as we were saved, God is asking us to give his word to save others. And that is all I have this morning. I just have to read Sister Carolyn's word one more time because it fits so well with our lesson. God never sends you into a situation alone. Did he send Isaac by himself? Did he send Abraham by himself? Did he send Jacob by himself? Did he send Joseph by himself? Did he send the scandalous brothers by themselves? No. He was with them all. God goes before you. Abraham, when he took Isaac to slay him, to sacrifice him, what did God do? Provided a ram in the bush. Obedience is better than sacrifice. He obeyed God and didn't have to sacrifice his son. When Isaac married, he loved God. He followed God. He did what God said to do. And God sent him Rachel. Sent him the love of his life. And that's where he wanted to be buried, with his wife.
Amen.
He wanted to be buried with his wife. We've got to understand that God always goes before us. He is beside us. He walks behind us. Whatever situation you have right now, be confident that God is with you. Can do nothing more than say thank you. Sister Carolyn, she just preached the whole word for us in her word of devotion, Mother. Everything that was in our lesson, she basically covered with her word, because God always goes before us, trusting the salvation of the Lord. And that is all we have this morning. So I say to you, family.
You know what, sister? I was thinking about the woman. Now, she's a Gentile, and she had great faith. And there's only two people in the whole Bible that had great faith. Was a centurion. It said when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. Then the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof.
Come on,
only word. Just say the word. Just speak the word. Say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I am also a man under authority, having soldiers under me. I say to this one, go. He goes, and to another, come. He comes, and to my servant, do this. He does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. And I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. You know what? Only two people in the Bible had that great faith. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go your way. Go your way. And as you have believed, so let it be done for you. And his servant was healed in that same hour. You know, they were Gentile people. Both of them. The woman was a Gentile. The centurion, he was Gentile. And God said, Jesus said, I haven't found faith like this in all Israel. Only two people, just two people. And the centurion said, no, you don't have to come in my house. All you have
you're the boss.
To do
you
is
are Jesus.
Speak the word.
Come on now.
Just say the word.
Exactly.
He said, I know who you are. Just say the word. If you speak the word and say the word, speak the word. And whatever Jesus speaks, you know it's going to come to pass because he cannot lie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was something. He just told him, don't come to my house. I'm not worthy for you to come up under my roof. I'm a Gentile. All you have to do, Lord, is speak the word.
Speak
you know,
the word.
That's great. That's great.
That's
faith.
Great faith.
The woman was insulted, and he called her a dog, but she didn't give up. She said, even dogs have to eat the crumb from the master's table.
Okay.
And this centurion told him, Lord, I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy for you to come up in my house. Just speak the word. Say the word.
Amen.
Oh, that's
and,
that's
and you
beautiful.
Know, other, and also, Mother, in your scripture that you read this morning, talking about great faith and folks just depending. When they know that he fed 5,000 people plus, when these folks was hungry, what did he say? First, what did he have? What? Two fish and five loaves of bread. And then this time he had what? Fish and loaves again. Fish and loaves. How many pieces of bread did he have? It said, and then he told his disciples, what do we have? And he told them, they said, we got seven loaves and a few fish. We had the last time five loaves and two fish, and he fed 5,000. Now we got seven loaves and a few fish, and he fed 4,000 plus. 4,000 plus women and children. And
Lord.
Had even more left over. Can you imagine? And this woman just said, But even the dogs eat the crumbs, right? You know, Jesus just said, hey, I can feed any. I feed everybody. He saved her child. Salvation. She had trust that her child would be saved. And trust in the salvation of the Lord. She did. The centurion did. And we must have faith, have trust that the Lord is the light of our salvation. As the song says, the Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got to know who we belong to. So, Mother Valerie, I belong to my job today, and I have to leave a little early. So I just want to say thank you, everybody, for coming in. And I just want to throw this out. Please, please, please keep your senior citizens that's in your life in prayer. Mother Valerie, I keep you in prayer. Mother Rita, Mother Janice, all of you, I keep in prayer. Because I know as we age, as we get older, more prayer, more power. I believe that, you know, so many times seniors are discarded. They're treated as if, well, your time is up, old lady or old man. We don't have time for you. But God does have time. How long did 147 years? 17 years. Think that through. I was thinking that as we were getting ready to close, Mother. He had Joseph 17 years before he was sold into slavery. And God gave him Joseph for 17 years of slavery and second in charge of a nation. He gave him, what a magnificent God we have. And when I thought about that, I said, wow, God, you just show up and show out. And when you look at 3 plus 4 is 7, his time with Joseph was complete. And what did he do? He took Joseph's blessing and gave it to his sons. He took Reuben's blessing and gave it to the sons of Joseph. Because when you go through the 12, Joseph is not in it because his sons took his place. What an amazing thing God can do. And Reuben is not in it. God watches over. God makes the decision. Salvation belongs to God. And as we wrap up, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from each other. In Jesus' precious and holy name, he is our rock and salvation. He is our absolute. He is our everything. Trust in the salvation of the Lord and watch him work in your life. Mother Valerie, it is a wrap in Jesus' name as we have prayed, as we have lifted up, as we say, amen. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Wrap, Mother. Because I got to go to work, and Mother's got to go back and take her nap. We got to be the evening. Have a blessed night, everybody. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed evening. Have a blessed night. And join Mother Valerie and I tomorrow morning as we move forward in the Word of God. Be blessed. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.